Thank you and good morning. Caltrans issued an update on the slide that has closed down Highway 101 north of Leggett. Yesterday, Caltrans reported that more than 900 truckloads of material were moved over the weekend, and that has raised hopes the roadway could be open to controlled traffic by tomorrow or Wednesday, weather permitting. It is now possible for heavy equipment to drive along the roadway from one end of the slide to the other, north to south, and work crews remain on site 12 hours a day clearing debris. The closure has forced the CHP and the counties of Humboldt and Mendocino to institute traffic controls on surrounding roadways, including Bell Springs Road. The CHP has staged officers on Bell Springs, and only local residents are being allowed to use that route. To the south, Caltrans reports that Highway 1, which has been closed near Leggett since February, is now open to controlled traffic, a welcome relief to business owners and residents, as well as school children who have been forced to take long detours to get to school each day due to the closure. Caltrans will remain on site 24 hours a day to monitor one active slide. Humboldt Bay Fire is investigating a fire that caused an estimated $20,000 in damage to a Myrtletown home as arson. It was about 6:20 on Saturday morning when a 911 call reported the fire at a residence in the 3100 block of 18th Street and that occupants could be trapped inside. When firefighters reached the scene, they found that all occupants had exited safely, and they spoke with the property owner, who said he had heard a whoosh sound followed by a small explosion, and when he opened the door, he found fire on the porch of the house. He then said he grabbed a tub of water from the kitchen in an attempt to knock the fire down, but it had spread quickly up the outside walls of the house and reached the eaves. Fire crews were able to quickly extinguish the blaze, and the evidence at the scene, including the burn patterns, have led to the conclusion that the fire was arson. No suspects have been identified. The sheriff's office is investigating an armed robbery in which the suspect threatened to use a can of bear mace while stealing an undisclosed amount of cash from the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville early Saturday morning. It was just before 2 a.m. when the suspect, wearing a blue or black hoodie, entered the store, made sure the clerk saw the bear spray, and demanded cash. The suspect then fled the scene by stealing the bike of a customer who was inside during the incident. That suspect remains at large. In Eureka, work crews continue to work on the final phase of the Mad River Pipeline project, and this week that will impact traffic at Harris and W Streets in Eureka. Motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists traveling through the area should expect delays between 7 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. each day this week while that work is completed. Jordan Christmas has news from Coast Central.
Five community grants totaling $50,000 were awarded to five local organizations by Coast Central Credit Union. Trinity County Life Support received close to $14,000 in grant funding, while Wild Souls Ranch received a little over $10,000. Healy Senior Center received a little over $10,000, while Zero Waste Humboldt received $8,000. Willow Creek Youth Partners received $7,700 as well. In total, Coast Central Credit Union's Community Investment Program has awarded over $950,000 in grant money to 80 different organizations.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a man wanted for multiple sexual offenses. 24-year-old adult white male Hunter Roy Collins is 5'8", 150 pounds, with short, light brown hair and hazel eyes, and a $400,000 warrant has been issued in his name. Anyone with information is asked to contact Del Norte authorities. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
Roads, roads, and more roads. That is the lifeline that helps keep visitors and travelers passing through the rural region that is the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. 4 months into the 2017 year, and the region has already experienced various road issues that have caused closures, traffic control, and detours. The south end of the Last Chance Grade near Crescent City remains under one-way control traffic. However, further down south on the 101, a section of the highway north of Leggett has undergone a complete closure due to slide activity that started last Sunday. Our region's roadways are prone to slide activity and natural hazards, and a recent report card by local officials and experts gave Humboldt County a D-plus and a C-minus for roads. In a 2014 study, it showed that more than $420 million would be needed over the next 10 years to address infrastructure concerns. As always, it's just a matter of how to get that funding, as roads are important to the economic health of our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.